Wrong one. Give me one moment. There we go. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lucy Reyes Agron. I am the Quality Improvement Coordinator with BHS. And this report that I share is a policy and procedures report with different areas. And our overall progress for the month of November is 94.9%. That's where we are at of having policies updated within scheduled period. So you'll notice here on the left-hand side, we have scheduled period up to 1 year overdue, more than 1 year up to 3 years overdue, more than 3 years up to 5 years, and then 5 years to 10 years. As we continue to review policies and archiving those policies that were hospital related, we'll notice that the number of our policies will go down. And so in the month of October, we were at 96%, and this month for November, we're at 94.9%, which isn't too concerning when you look at it, because you'll notice that based on the number of our policies, that percentage will go down. And so that's where we're at this month. Going to the right-hand side here for September activity, just wanted to point out that we had 24 policies that were reviewed, or retired rather, six that were reviewed and revised, and no new policies. So this number of retired policies will continue to reflect the hospital policies that we are in the process of retiring. Here to the left-hand side in the middle, we're giving a snapshot of policies that are past due and giving folks a heads up that these policies need attention. I'm not going to go through the list, but so altogether we have 34. And what we do is, as policies are coming up for being due for review, Policy Set does send out email reminders, as well as Lynn Graham and myself, we send out reminders to folks individually via emails. Then here we also give a 12-month forecast due for review. Another heads up to let folks know that during the given months listed here, we're giving 12 months. We have the number of policies that are coming up due. So for December, next month, we have 18 policies that are coming up for review. Any questions about this report?
Hi, Lucy, Shirley. I'm just curious, when it indicates that a policy and procedure has been retired, is it that that procedure is no longer needed for BHS, or
when it's retired, it is no longer active. So we've taken it out of the active bucket.
Okay.
And so for the time being, we're saying, we're coding it as retired. We don't need it. It's not an active policy.
Okay.
However, we still have the ability to go back to that retired policy should we, for example, need to go in and pull language or the policy itself for whatever reason. So it doesn't go away altogether. It's just considered retired and not active.
Not active. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other questions?
No. Doesn't appear that way. Thank you, Lucy.